I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill.
You're tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have on the phone with me Senator for District 54 in the Minnesota Legislature, Carla Bigham, and it's good to talk to you today, Carla. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Well, the session started on Monday, and you're off to a running start. You know, we've learned a little bit about committee placement and things like that. We talked with you the Friday before the session started. Give us a little bit of an update on what's going on and how the Senate is going this week.
It's good. You know, it's always just a very ceremonial and, you know, just what a humbling experience taking the oath of office and being reminded of the daunting task that's ahead of us. And, you know, it's different, right? I mean, we're not all in the chamber together. We're not all in the same place. And so it feels different, but the spirit is there, and that's what we've got to continue to persevere and get stuff done for Minnesotans. As you said, I've been assigned committees, and I'm the minority lead, which means because I'm in the minority in the Senate that the Democrats are. And so I'm the minority lead on civil law and data practices. And then I'm also assigned to the Judiciary Committee, and then I'm assigned to the local government, which obviously all three of these are my jam, right? I mean, they're kind of my things that I focus on. As I said before, you know, education, funding, healthcare, and environment will always be a top priority for me, too. So those were assigned officially this week. And then we also did just a lot of housekeeping things. I did yesterday. We have to vote on our postage, and I did yesterday try to offer an amendment to decrease that by $300 a member, which might would have saved, you know, $20,000 for our budget. And that went down. Still a little confused at why, but thought that was when we're working remotely, right? And we're emailing, we're texting, we're calling. I spent a lot of time calling my constituents, mm-hmm. So I don't know why that went down, but I tried. You know, we're doing getting our houses in order and letting the governor know we're there.
What was the swearing in process like, not being able to do it in person, actually in the chamber? The Senate chambers.
Well, it was weird. They just did, and Representative Juergens, the House did it very differently, obviously, because it doubled them. So they did everything remotely. But we had, I think except for the first two members, we had you had the option of doing remote, but I obviously went in, which I have been.
Okay.
Consistently through this. I've been in person. But they did 10 senators at a time. So they just went through the districts and did 10 senators at a time and spread us out in the chamber. And then, so poor Justice Anderson did the oath numerous times that day. So
that's
just once
that's called learning by rote, isn't it?
Yes. And so, you know, it's just a different experience. One, obviously, we'll never forget. So
exactly. There has also been information coming out of the news sources recently that Governor Walz is starting to talk about ending his emergency powers. And we talked recently also about rolling back some of the executive orders that have come out and the process that should be in place to handle that procedure.
Yeah.
What is the current thing going on in the Senate about that?
Well, obviously that's the sticking point, right? I mean, we're the only state in the whole country that has a divided legislature. So it made it a little bit more tricky. And then, you know, they don't, you know, in my opinion, this politics is being played by the majority party in the Senate during a pandemic, which is never, acceptable. And, you know, now we also are fighting insurrection, and that's, in the national government. And so, I just think, you know, more than ever, this country, the state needs to come together to get this stuff done. And we've got to cooperate. And I've been saying this, Mike, since June, when we had to start voting on these powers. I've always said you got to work together, and I always strive to, and I always strive to get Republicans on my bills, and most of the time I'm successful on that. In fact, I think I'm one of the only minority members, and by then I was the lowest ranking minority member that got numerous bills passed in the last three sessions in the minority. But, we need to be a partner with the governor. He's been asking for that all the time, but the Republicans in the Senate haven't had hearings on different things. Whether it's workplace safety during COVID, whether it's protecting people from price gouging, right? But more importantly, it's about making sure we have a plan when these executive orders are removed. If they are just removed suddenly, there's no guidance, there's no plan. And like for evictions and different things like that, there's little or no plan for renters, for landlords, for the court, you know, to be able to handle all of this. And that's our job. We don't want to just rip this off and have chaos. We have enough chaos going on. We need an orderly plan. You know, governor doesn't want these executive powers. He wants a partner. And we, of course, should be at the table, and we should be making these decisions. We've got to come together. And if people aren't going to come together to make decisions, he's going to keep the people safe, and he's going to continue to do it. So I, you know, I, for one, have been in continuous contact with his office and his staff. You know, whether it's been masks for youth sports and hockey, I was able to work with folks to point out that, you know, face mask, mouth guard, and this, you know, guard that goes under the face mask is good, and you don't need to put a mask on top of that. So we were able to work with folks on that. And so the problem is we need a plan. And so one of the things I'm going to work on, because I'm on local government, you know, downtown Hastings there has a lot of the outdoor seating. They had to close down Main Street there and to give folks more space for outdoor seating in downtown Hastings, and there were some restrictions about it being contiguous, and we don't need it to be. So let's give them as much flexibility as possible. So some of these, you know, things that had to be done, now we can do through legislation. So let's do it, and let's codify it, let's draw it down, and have a plan, and then we can remove them, but we can't just have chaos.
It seems to me like there are factions on the ends of the political spectrum that refuse, and I'm not picking on one party or the other, but they refuse
to. No, you shouldn't, because it's both. It's yes. Both, Mike.
And there, and there are sensible people. There are many sensible people in those positions. Don't get me wrong, but it's just. It seems to be a constant problem on how do you get these two opposite factions to even acknowledge one another, much less work together. That's the $64 question, as far as I'm seeing it.
Yeah, if I had the answer, I'd be a millionaire, Mike. but I think at the end of the day, it is this. It's putting people before politics. It's prioritizing the need for working Minnesotans that need help right now. It's prioritizing that small businesses are hurting, and they've been so impacted by yep. this highly infectious virus that we have to help, continue to help them and the people that have been impacted by this. And this isn't about politics. Pandemics shouldn't be about politics.
I agree.
You know, governing is difficult enough. And then you add the political rancor into it, and it's ridiculous. It's tiring. I mean, I've been doing this since I've been 25 years old as an elected official or appointed official. Actually, younger than that, because I was on community advisory committees before that. So, I mean, I'm coming up on almost 20 years of doing this, and I'm only 41, but it's changed so much, Mike. And it's very, very, divisive right now. And so you just gotta set that aside. You just gotta set the politics aside, as I continue to do to work with people. You've gotta keep listening. You gotta keep communicating. You gotta keep showing up. And that's what we're doing. I mean, we saw when it wasn't really even safe, you know, all of our congressmen and senators showing up to certify the Electoral College when they had found explosives. And they went right back in there and did their job, because that's what this is. That's what it's, you know, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, right now what's going on in this country is sad, and it's terrifying for people. I can't imagine having to explain this to a child, what's going on. So we just gotta, we've gotta set it aside. We've gotta, put country first, put people first, not power. And that's what this is about. And we've just gotta, set it aside and put it about the people and about our country and about our state. And we do that, and we prioritize that, and our elected officials do that. And we're going to get things done. And I'm always the optimist. I'm a Vikings fan. I am always the optimist.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm never going to give up. I'm never going to stop fighting, ever.
So building on that premise then, what are we looking forward to as the session gets underway, bringing it back to Minnesota a little bit?
Yeah. Yep.
What does the session look like? I know it's a budget session this time. We're doing our biannual budget. So what are you looking at?
Well, that's the first thing. So Minnesota, by Constitution, has to have a balanced budget. So we cannot deficit spend like the federal government. And so we have to balance it. And right now we do have a positive balance, but, you know, February forecast comes out in March. I don't understand, but whatever. I know it's weird that it comes out in March, but it's called the February forecast. And we'll use that number, which no one knows yet, to actually build the budget. And so, you know, prioritizing, for me is making sure we're helping working families. Those that have been impacted the hardest, through this pandemic, making sure our schools, continue to be well funded because of the declining enrollment, and they are funded, on property taxes, obviously, but the state does a per pupil allocation to them, and with the declining enrollment, it's huge. I mean, I'm watching what's going on in South Washington County last night, and there's some huge decisions from closing my elementary school of Crestview Elementary to eliminating things like orchestra and other reading assistance programs and different things like that. So these school districts have big decisions to make, and so we have to work with them on that. Obviously, making sure we have clean water and a sustainable environment that we're transitioning to green, clean energy. That transition should create a lot of good jobs, and I would like to see them be union jobs. And so I think building on the economy, we need broadband more important now than I think it has ever been, that everybody from border to border gets broadband. It is not just a rural Minnesota thing. It is in the suburbs where there is very difficult. It's very difficult to get access to broadband. And so we've got to continue to build on that, create jobs, and continue to work on healing this country and making sure it recovers. You know, economically, but emotionally as well. And always healthcare is a huge, huge, huge issue, making sure that we're getting accessible, affordable health care. But I think one thing to watch, Mike, is now we have a new administration, President-elect Biden, and Kamala Harris will be the vice president. And now we have an evenly split Senate. And so with Democrats having the House of Representatives on the federal level. And so we will see what comes through. And I think that I'm hoping that the states and local government get assistance here right off the bat. I am pleading with our congressional delegation that they issue the $2,000 payments to families in need to help our economy and to help them pay for basic things like food and utilities and rent and mortgages. So I think hopefully we have a more cooperative and, dare I say it, Mike, productive
That would be nice. Yeah, that would be nice.
Coming up. And so that will help. My long answer is if we get help from Congress on the state and local level, that will also direct our decisions on how we are going to balance our budget as well. Obviously, if we get a significant chunk of money that we can put towards schools, right? That we can put towards working families, towards tax relief, towards stuff like that, it will be helpful.
All right. We're talking today with Senator Carla Bigham for District 54 in Minnesota. And we're just about out of time, Senator Bigham, but I would like to give you this opportunity once again. If people in your district or if anybody has questions or concerns, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. 651-297-8060 is the phone number up at the Capitol. I am there most days and especially during session days. So please call, and that is a big direct way for you to get a hold of me. Also, email is SEN, the abbreviation for Senator, so SEN.Carla, which is with a K, .Bigham, at Senate.MN. And please email me. I do weekly email blasts, and so you can get on that to stay updated. And I'm going to continue to do my podcast, Carla Talks, which you can get on most of the podcast structures.
And we have just a bit of time left, too. And I'm just now remembering that you have a town hall coming up next week, don't you?
Yes, I do. And that is with Senator, I was going to say Senator Frankie, watch it. Representative Frankie and Representative Jurgens. And that is at 7 o'clock on the 13th. And that will be live, but it will be streamed on Hastings Television, South Washington County Cable Television, and Town Square Television, which covers all of our district. And so I'm glad that with this COVID, you can't do it in person, can't have that many people gather in person. And so we still wanted to hear from you. So send any of us an email if you have a question. And Commissioner Slavik will actually be emceeing the event.
And we will put the link on our website and our social media so if people want to tune in, they can. I would like to thank you, Senator Bigham, for spending some time with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Mike. Looking forward to this all session long.
You have been listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.